Spirit on all of mankind. His old men shall dream dreams, and his sons prophesy. To be a sign that the end time is nigh, and the mountain shall pour down, oh, they'll pour down the wine. And he'll pour out his Spirit on all of mankind. His hand he'll keep over us, foes he will trod, and they will know that we are sons of God. And the mountain shall pour down, oh, they'll pour down the wine. He'll pour out his Spirit on all of mankind. His old men shall dream dreams, and his sons prophesy. To be a sign that the end time is nigh. Prove me, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open thee the doors of heaven and pour you out a blessing, you won't have room to receive. Think that I am not able, my child, to keep all I had promised thee. Look not to the left nor the right, but keep thine eyes turned on me. And I will give my angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all of thy ways. They shall I dash thy foot against a stone. So prove me, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open thee the doors of heaven and pour you out a blessing, you will not have room to receive. I'd rather have the love of Jesus than anything this world could ever bring. I'd rather have the love of Jesus. Take everything I have, but give me Jesus. He's everything this heart will ever need. Take my voice and I'll quit singing. Take my eyes. Many times my feet have stumbled. Many times I've gone astray. For when I take my eyes off Jesus, I most surely lose my way. Could have left me in sin and shame to die someday, but instead he sent his fire, and with love these words did say, child, this I do. Still I know I am his own. For while walking through the fire, I know I'm not alone. For I hear him there beside me, and his voice says loud and clear, while I'm walking through the fire, I hear him say to me, child, this I do because I love thee. Remember now from whence you came. The Lord needs more children out there walking on the water. The Lord needs more children who step out on his word. We need a little less talking about it and a lot more stepping out on it. And soon, just like old Peter, we'll be walking on the water too. I want to know the joy of Peter as he walked upon. All the way. So with a little less talking about it and a lot more stepping out on it, soon just like old Peter, we'll be walking on the water too. 'Cause the Lord needs more children out there walking on the water. The Lord needs more children who step out on his word. Need a little less talking about it and a lot more. stepping out on it. Soon, just like old Peter, we'll be walking on the water too. This is for Stephen. Jesus is your Lord, sing hallelujah. If Jesus is your Lord, say praise his name. If Jesus is your Lord, and you're happy Jesus is your Lord, say praise his name. If Jesus is your Lord, and you're happy that he came, then lift up your hands, oh, lift up your hands and praise his name. This one goes out to my brother Jack. There's nothing in the world that can hold me now. There's nothing that I need back in that old place. I've got a brand new heart. There's a smile on my face. I've found the love of Jesus, and the world can't hold me now. No, there's nothing in the world that can hold me now. There's nothing that I need back in that old place. I've found a brand new heart, and there's a smile on my face. I'm walking in the love of Jesus, and the world can't hold me now. I'm walking in the love of Jesus, and the world can't hold me now. I'm crossing over, I'm crossing over, I'm crossing over into Canaan land. I'm crossing over, I'm crossing over, I'm crossing over into Canaan land. I wanna be where the grapes are growing.
Bow at that name,
journey's over, I'm gonna wear a crown. When my journey's over, I'm gonna wear a crown. When my journey's over, I'm gonna wear a crown in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm gonna wade out in the water. I'm gonna lay my burdens down. I'm gonna wade out in the water. I'm gonna lay my burdens down. I'm gonna wade out in the water. I'm gonna lay my burdens down. Though the fig tree shall not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vine, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the sheep be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stall, rejoice in the Lord. For the Lord God is my strength, He hath made my feet like hinds' feet, and He causes me to walk in high places. And though the fig tree shall not blossom, weary and discouraged, fate sorely tried, everything against me hemmed in on every side. I cried out, help me, Jesus, for I've trusted in your name. I heard him say, hold fast, my child, new strength you shall soon gain. But if you grow weary, running with a footman against the horses, how will you run? And if you stumble and fall, walking through a peaceful land, in the jungles of the Jordan, how will you stand? So if you are discouraged, faith sorely tried, everything against you hemmed in on every side, take courage then, my brother, lift up your fainting heart. God's army soon is coming, and in it you'll have a part. If you don't grow weary, running with the footmen against the horses, you'll be able to run. If you don't stumble and fall, walking in a peaceful the jungles of the Jordan, you'll be able to stand. But if you've grown weary, running with the footmen against the horses, how will you run? And if you stumble and fall, walking through a peaceful land in the jungles of the Jordan, how will you stand? Thank you. I saw the Lord, He was standing by a wall. He was standing by a wall. He had a plumb line in His hand. He said, oh, can you see? He said, oh, can you tell that I'm using a plumb line in the house of Israel? And now we're gonna see what's of God and what's of man, what's of rock and what's of sand, what will fall and what will stand. And only that which God has built is going to prevail, for He's using a plumb line in the house of Israel. I said, Lord, I'm not a prophet, nor a prophet's son, but He said, I'm going to tell you the things that are to come. He said, go and tell my people that have ears to understand, and that the Lord is going to meet them with a plumb line in His hand. And now we're going to see what's of God and what's of man, what's of a rock and what's of sand, what will fall and what will stand. And only that which God has built is going to prevail, for I'm using a plumb line in the house of Israel. He's using a plumb line in the house of Israel. Saying to my people, it is the time of the latter rain, and in the house of Israel I shall do a new thing. No longer shall my people put their trust in the strength of man. Behold, I stand at the threshing floor, a sword is in my hand. And the ark of the Lord is coming back to Israel, but it shall not be touched by human hands. For the Lord shall rule Jerusalem with His scepter in His hand, and His glory He'll give to no man. For the Lord would say that no man shall see the glory of God while He stands on holy ground with feet that are still shod. For I shall have a people humble, broken, and poor, who will be a resting place for the ark of the Lord. And the ark of the Lord is coming back to Israel, and it shall not be touched by human hands. For the Lord shall rule Jerusalem with His scepter in His hand, and His glory He'll give to no man. With faces like lions, swift as the roe, fighting till their hands cleave to the sword, we're crossing over Jordan as the banks overflow, bearing on our shoulders the ark of the Lord. For the ark of the Lord is coming back to Israel, and it shall not be touched by human hands. For the Lord shall rule Jerusalem with His scepter, and His glory He'll share with no man. There are many things we could claim in thy name. Blessings of this world, prosperity and fame. But we who are servants of the Most High God know our inheritance is in none of these things. Divide the land, Lord, among all our brothers. Give only to us what is pleasing. We stand before thee in holy garments we're shod, and our inheritance is the Lord our God. And our inheritance is the Lord our God. I am the God of Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham. I am the great I am. And I have heard the sound of the cries of my people. Go down to Egypt, break their bonds and set them free. Tell them they are free by the blood of my only son. And those whom the son set free are free indeed. Tell them to walk in the spirit of freedom and liberty, and never again be under the yoke of slavery. O ye who are in Babylon, rejoice. Thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord. For he who scattered Israel shall gather them together. He will turn your mourning into dancing, and the old man and the young, oh, they'll dance again together. And ye shall hear the sound of the tambourines again. Though the vineyards that ye planted in, oh, they have not been your own. You've eaten the grain and drank the wine that other hands have grown. Oh, again I shall rebuild you in places ye have not known. And I will turn your mourning into dancing, and the old man and the young, oh, they'll dance again together. And ye shall hear the sound of the tambourine again. or they'll dance again together, and you shall hear the sound of the tambourines again. Smile, my child, he said, though clouds may hide the sky, though the mountains all seem endless and the rivers all seem dry, I have you in this place so that you will seek my face. And for these rags of mourning, robes of joy I'll soon replace. For somewhere there are green fields, and somewhere skies are blue. But right now, child, I'm walking down this dusty road with you. So smile, my child, he said, though clouds may hide the sky, though the mountains may seem endless and the rivers all seem dry, I have you in this place so that you will seek my face. And for these rags of a morning, robes of joy I'll soon replace. For somewhere there are green fields, and somewhere skies are blue. But right now, child, I'm walking down this dusty road with you. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, praise to his name, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Praise to his name. Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. Praise to his name. His name. Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen, Jesus is risen, praise to his name, continue. Not gonna hang my harp on the willow anymore. I'm gonna take it down and sing. Not gonna hang my harp on the willow anymore. I'm gonna take it down and sing. For the Lord just spoke to his people, it's time to come out of captivity. So grab your harps and your cymbals and your tambourines. We're gonna sing the songs of Zion. How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? When our hearts, Lord, our hearts, oh, they're in Jerusalem, where we can sing and we can shout, and we can shout hallelujah. We can sing and we can dance, and we can shout hallelujah, while our eyes long to see the hills of our homeland. How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? 'Cause I can see the walls of Jerusalem, and I can hear them singing songs of Zion once again. Bringing back with joy that which in sorrow they have sown. Grab your tambourines and cymbals, captive Zion's coming home. For the Lord is gathering his people, he is gathering the tribes of Israel. And they shall stand as one man before him, and their hearts and their minds shall be as one. And the glory of the Lord shall shine about them, as they reflect the image of the sun. And the Lord himself shall walk again among them, and once more the songs of Zion shall be sung. And the Lord himself shall walk again among them, and once more the songs of Zion shall be sung. Somewhere there's a mountain where grass and flowers grow, and love there is abundant, and all the grace that flows. Somewhere there's a mountain, God will lead us there one day, but the way is dark and narrow, for it's called the Holy Way. There the lame shall leap for gladness, and the blind at last shall see, and the lion and the lamb shall lay down in harmony. Oh, the lame shall leap for gladness, and the blind at last shall see, and the lion and the lamb shall lay down in harmony. Yes, somewhere there's a mountain where grass and flowers grow, and grace there is abundant, and all the love that flows. Somewhere there's a mountain, God will lead us there someday, but the road is is dark and narrow, for it's called the Holy Way. There the lame shall leap for gladness, and the blind at last shall see. And the lion and the lamb shall lay down in harmony. Yes, the lame shall leap for gladness, and the blind at last shall see. And the lion and the lamb shall lay down in harmony. Early in the morning will I seek you, Lord. Early in the morning when I rise, when the earth is still and the day is new, I will turn my eyes toward you. I will seek you, Lord, with all of my heart. Oh, early in the morning will I seek you, Lord. Early in the morning when I rise, again in the evening will I seek you, Lord. Surely thou art worthy to be praised. When the darkness falls and I cannot see, I will turn my eyes upon thee. I will seek you, Lord, with all of my heart. Oh, again in the evening will I seek you, Lord. Surely thou art worthy to be praised. In the morning and the evening will I seek you, Lord. The Alpha, Omega of my days. And if I must bring a sacrifice, let it be a sacrifice of praise. I will seek you, Lord, with all of my heart. In the morning and the evening will I seek you, Lord, the Alpha, Omega of my days. He gives me hinds feet to climb the high places, and when the floods come, his arms lift me up. And when I'm weary with no strength within me, he washes my feet with the balm of Gilead. He gives me laughter when sorrow surrounds me, and in the night he gives me a song. And when there's no one to see the tears that I shed, he wipes them away with a balm of Gilead. He gives me hinds feet to climb the high places. strength within me. He washes my feet with a balm of Gilead. As the Israelites were fighting with the Philistines one day, there came a mighty giant who no mortal man could slay. But in the camp, a shepherd boy with just a rockin' sling said, "I will slay the giant," and then began to sing, "For the battle is the Lord's, it's not mine. Oh, the battle is the Lord's, it's not mine. And the God who rescued me from the bear and from the lion is the one who will deliver me from this Philistine." Oh, the giant laughed to think a lad so small would come alone. But David picked up 5 smooth tiny stones. He said, "You come with sword and spear, but still you'll not prevail, for I've come in the name of the God of Israel. And the battle is the Lord's, it's not mine. Oh, the battle is the Lord's, it's not mine. And the God who rescued me from the bear and from the lion is the one who will deliver me from this Philistine." Oh, David quickly ran his sling and rock print round and round. It struck that mighty giant and he fell dead to the ground. Yes, David slew the giant with a stone and not a sword, that everyone would know that day the battle was the Lord's. And the battle is the Lord's, it's not mine. Oh, the battle is the Lord's, it's not mine. And the God who rescued me from the bear and from the lion is the one who will deliver me. Yes, he will deliver me. He's the one who will deliver me from this Philistine. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. But my bride, my undefiled, oh, she's only one. She's the only one of her mother. I am my beloved's and she is mine. I am my beloved's and she is mine. He brought me to his banqueting house, and his banner over me is love, sweet love. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand doth embrace me. I am my beloved's, and he is mine. I am my beloved's, and he is mine. Oh, thou art fair, my sister, my bride. Ravished mine heart with one look of thine eye, and thy love unto me is far better than wine, and there is no spot within thee. I am a brother of mine, to my mother's house I would bring thee. Make haste, my beloved, and come to me. Like a hind on the mountains of spices. Oh, I am my beloved's, and he is mine. I am my beloved's, and he is mine. I am my beloved's, and she is mine. I am my beloved's, and she is mine. I saw my beloved, in whom my heart does thrill. He was climbing on the mountains, he was leaping on the hills. How my heart did long to join him, but my feet were halt and lame. And as I bowed my head in sorrow, I heard a voice begin to sing. Rise up, my beloved, come away. Though the road is steep and narrow, soon you'll see that one day you will look up and you'll be on your hind feet in high places here with me. Though he called me his beloved, I still hung my head in shame. As I turned to walk away, I heard him calling out my name. Oh, you're my bride, my undefiled, and you're precious in my sight. You're your mother's only child, my lovely Shulamite. So rise up, my beloved, come away. Though the road is steep and narrow, soon you'll see that one day you will look up and you'll be places here with me. Oh, rise up, my beloved, come away. Though the road is steep and narrow, soon you'll see that one day you will look up and you'll be on your hind feet in high places here with me. Who is this, coming out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? Who can it be? Who is this, coming out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? It's my Lord and me. And he's singing the song of Solomon. He's singing me the love song of the bride. He's saying my love is far better than wine. Come away, my sister, my bride. Come sing this song, all ye who love the Lord. It's the song, the love song of the bride. Come sing this song, all ye who love the Lord. It's the song of the Shulamite. Come sing me the song of Solomon. Sing me the love song of the bride. Tell me my love is far better than wine. Come away, my sister. sing me the song of Solomon. Sing me the love song of the bride. Come tell me my love is far better than wine. Come away, my sister, my golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate, a golden bell and a pomegranate. We're on the hem of the robe that Aaron wore, and around his head was a golden tablet. Around his head was a golden tablet. Around his head was a golden tablet that said holiness unto the Lord, holiness unto the Lord. It said, holiness unto the Lord, holiness unto the Lord, holiness unto the Lord. Well, I don't have a bell or a pomegranate, and around my head I don't wear a tablet. Just take my heart, Lord, write upon it, holiness unto the Lord. Write holiness unto the Lord, holiness unto the Lord. If the Lord is raising an army to go forth in this end time, how come all the Christians want to leave this world behind? Ah, don't you know, through tribulation we will be purified, and the Lord is coming back again for a perfect bride. So be ready, my brother, for a testing of your faith. You may lay your life down in this day for his name's sake. Yes, he's bringing forth a people who are called by his name, and by his power Satan will be put to shame. And before he comes back again to take us to his side, in his church and through his people he will be glorified. So be ready, my brother, persevere and stand fast, for by faith some were delivered, and by faith some sawn in half. Yes, he's sending forth a people who are humble and plain. He shall cause them to go forth as the great latter rain. O anointed of God, to the nations they shall go, from the mountain of the Lord, like a river they shall flow. They are sealed by His Spirit, they are marked as His own, and they speak with authority, for they've been to the throne. Oh, they do not seek escape, nor flight to the sky, but in realms of the Spirit, they're ascending on high. So be ready, oh dear brother of mine, for His glory is rising, and upon thee shall shine. Oh, I speak as a prophet of the Jubilee year. It is not far off, I declare it is near. So awake, arise, beloved, put on your garments fair. The wedding feast is ready, and thou shalt my glory share. Yes, He shall manifest thee, and bring thee forth in power. Not in another age, saints, but in this very hour. So if the Lord is raising an army to go forth in this end time, can you tell me why then, brother, you want to leave this world behind? Oh, don't you know, through tribulation you will be purified, and the Lord is coming back again, but for a perfect bride.